When we began our Advent journey, we entered into a journey into the heart of God, into the dream of God that weaves its way through Scripture like tiny lights on a Christmas tree, opening us to beginning again and to dreaming again. Advent has offered us a space where we've been able to dream new dreams. In a year where too many dreams have been lost, we've been reminded that God is good. We follow a long line of dreamers, prophets, psalmists, Mary, Elizabeth, Joseph, Simeon, Anna. They were all dreamers. They received, discovered, and responded to God's dream for the world. In Advent's journey, we have travelled step by step into the mystery and the awe of God's dreams, and we've prayed that they would shape our reality. The Christmas story reminds us that we are each dreamers. Like those gathered around the manger, we come to this night each year with awe and wonder and holy imagination for what is possible. Like Mary, we treasure God's dream in our hearts and commit to keeping it alive. Like the Holy Family, we believe and trust in a God who comes to us in the vulnerability of a child. This Christmas is a time to pause, to question, and to dream our way back to the manger, where divine power comes into the world. Alongside those on the margins of society and those from far off lands, we dream our way back to the manger. Without fear, we must dream and act in ways that challenge the brokenness of our world. Tonight, we dream our way back to the manger. So what are the dreams, both hopeful and broken, that we carry with us to the manger tonight? Imagine the hopeful and broken dreams of each character in the Christmas story. Mary, Joseph, the shepherds. How did Christ's birth disrupt and fulfill and sustain each of their dreams? Think about all the people who were visited by angels, the characters who experienced divine intervention or transformation, the people who are touched by God's emerging dream made manifest in Jesus' birth. Mary treasures up the divine messages from the shepherds, pondering them in her heart. She internalizes God's dream, storing them like precious gold. Christmas itself isn't about getting what you want or making sure you're giving what others want. To experience Christmas is to trust that God can do this thing again. God can again be born in me and in you and in this broken mess of our gorgeous world. Christmas is for the dreamers in all of us, those who dream of a deeper connection with God and those who dream of a better world. Christmas is for those who dream of comfort and also for those who have given up on their dreams. Christmas is for those whose dreams have been crushed and for those who wisely teach us that dreams take soul time. So now, as Christmas draws so close, we're called to weave our dreams with the shepherds and the magi, with Mary and Joseph, to hear again the angel voices, to enter the expectancy of God entering our world in the baby Jesus, to discover anew God's dream for this world. In this time of expectation, may God draw us nearer to grace, that our songs of worship might echo in the hills and the valleys of this journey and also through our lives. In this time of expectation, may God grant us a sense of peace and silence and steady calm, that the hope within our souls might be the dreams we dream, the songs we sing, and the melody of our lives. In this time of expectation, may God grant us a vision of a shimmering star in the night sky, that the path we follow might lead us from a stable to a glimpse of eternity. May it be so. Amen.